Hello there and welcome in to Sight and Sound Technologies podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 8. Indeed, you are. Welcome in. Slightly different audio quality this month. That's because I'm sitting in my office here in our Dublin HQ here in Drumcondra, recording with a portable recorder because I'm not near my studio at the moment, but I hope it's not detracting too much from your enjoyment of this month's episode. And thank you, as always, for getting in touch. You can send emails to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you. Now, coming up this month, Sight and Sound Technology are 40 years old, and we want to start our celebrations with some special offers. Sharon Lyons and myself will be telling you about that in just a moment. And then Sharon is going to continue her look through Windows Mail, this free email client for Windows 10. That's all coming up. Stay right where you are. As always, you're very welcome in to another Sight and Sound Technology podcast here in our Dublin offices, from where all our podcasts come to you from. And delighted to be joined once again by Sharon Lyons. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Stuart. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Did you have a good break? It's just after Easter as we record.
Oh, we had the best weather.
Yeah, it was so nice here on the east coast of Ireland.
Yeah.
Really, really nice. So wherever you are, I hope you were celebrating Easter or were getting a break. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Sharon, I don't know if you're aware, in fact, it was on our very first podcast, but Sight and Sound is 40 this year.
Oh my gosh.
We've been around for 40 years, and indeed, Glenn Tookey was talking about it way back on our first podcast last September. We were 40 in January of this year.
Wow.
That's a really exciting time for Sight and Sound. And it's particularly exciting because this month, starting on the 25th of April, and as we, on the 24th of April indeed, until the 8th of May, we have some amazing offers. Mm-hmm. So you can purchase a Focus 40 Blue Braille display, that's the fifth edition, for £2,650 or for €2,915, and you get a free Sunu band, Sharon.
A Sunu band?
Yeah, so this is the device. Actually, we talked to the guys behind this on a previous podcast. This is this device that you wear on your arm, and it's a bit like a smartwatch, I suppose. Mm. And in its most basic form, it vibrates when you're approaching obstacles, but it can do so many more things as well, and it has a companion app.
Right.
You get one of these things free if you buy a Focus 5th edition Braille display, which on its own is a pretty cool piece of technology anyway.
And that Focus 40, that's the one that would be about the size or the width of a laptop, maybe?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
But obviously much narrower.
Much narrower, but ideal for Braille readers who want a sort of a 40 fullish line of Braille text.
Good line.
But also nicely portable, which is great.
Yes, yeah, great.
There are more. So the Orcam MyEye. So Orcam, of course, this is the device that lots of people have been talking about. And the MyEye is interesting because it has facial recognition.
Yes.
And you can store people's faces on this thing, and then when you go into a room and if Sharon is in the room, the Orcam will say Sharon.
It warns you, yeah.
It does.
Pre-Sharon warning.
Indeed. So £3,500 or €3,850 for the MyEye, or you can buy a MyReader 2. So this is the MyReader is the version without facial recognition, used for reading text, for £2,700 or €2,970, and you'll get a free Sunu band or a Ruby 4. So this is the magnifier,
yes,
Sharon.
The 4-inch magnifier. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They're very handy for reading receipts and things in the shops and stuff like that. Yeah, it's a very handy size.
Yeah,
digital magnifier.
Mm-hmm. You can save £50 or €55 on a Ruby XL HD, which has now been reduced in price to £549 or €603.
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
And that's the slightly bigger one. So I think that's the 5-inch screen, something like that, or thereabouts.
And I certainly, from people I've been talking to, Ruby is one of those devices. Everyone loves it. It just holds in your hand. And I have zero concept of magnification devices. But I have to say, even when holding this thing in your hand, it's lovely.
It's very neat, yeah.
Very neat, yeah.
And they all have the same controls on them. So they're very easy to kind of know how to adjust the settings.
Yeah, feels really good.
Right, yeah.
Now, if you want to avail of any of these birthday offers, please go to our website, www.sightandsound.co.uk, and when you're placing your order, you must quote SS4004. So that's SS4004. To make sure that you can take advantage of these offers. All the terms and conditions and details are on the website. And if you have any questions, of course, give us a call in Northampton on 01604 798 078 or in Dublin on 01690 9720. And I've been told, Sharon, that there will be more birthday offers later in the year.
All year.
Apparently, there's going to be more. Yeah.
Well, so
I'm just following the instructions I get.
Brilliant.
So there's going to be more birthday stuff. But if any of the offers we've mentioned interest you, and certainly I know there's been people talking about the Sunu Band, there's been people asking a lot about the Orcam, this is a really good time to potentially get yourself maybe two devices that could significantly enhance your independence when going out and about. That's what I like about that combination. And of course, the Rubies are always popular devices. So we've tried to, I think, cater for a very large portion of our audience with these offers.
And I heard that the Orcam recently was helping people vote unassisted.
Wow.
Yeah, in the Middle East. So
we're going to talk to our friend and former colleague Amy in a few months about the Orcam, because Amy has been using it here around
she's a
Dublin
big fan.
And she's a great fan, so she'll give us a real life experience.
Yeah,
Amy has low vision, and really one of the really interesting stories she told me last year was that she went down to the deli, her local deli, to get her lunch, and up to then she was having to ask, can you tell me what the specials are, please, or can I just have whatever, you know, a roll with something. And she said for the first time she could point at the board, because she could see the board but she couldn't see the specials.
Right.
And she was able to read the specials with her Orcam before she went to the counter. She said it was so liberating.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So we'll get Amy to tell us all.
She got a good deal then.
She probably got stuff that she never even knew this stuff existed before. She said, all these years I'm going to the deli and I never knew this special was here. So we'll ask her about that, what she's eating these days.
Food equality.
Absolutely. So Sharon, thank you for helping us launch those offers. It's a really exciting time.
No problem.
And as I say, go on the website and order what you like from that menu.
Of course, 40 years, you know, I wouldn't remember back then.
Me neither. The days they were dealing with, apparently, we have to try before the end of the year, we have to try to talk to, I guess, some of the people who started Sight and Sound. But I know they were dealing with the big mainframe computers. Somebody told me, I think it was James Everson, told me that they brought the first Kurzweil reading machine into the UK. This thing was the size of a washing machine.
Yes, so that's right.
Try and get someone on to talk to us about that. It'd be very interesting.
My, how things have changed. We're talking about the Orcam, which is like this tiny little thing that sits on the
glass. It's crazy. And what was it? The first Kurzweil reading machine, I think, was £45,000 or something.
Yeah, something mad like that. Crazy. Gosh. Yeah.
Sharon, on our last podcast, we talked about Windows Mail, this free email client. If you don't have access to Microsoft Office or Office 365, you can get this free email client built into Windows. I know you really like Windows Mail, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's handy. It's handy as a backup, really. I'm a big Outlook user, to be honest. You know, you get used to using Outlook. It works very well in the office. But Windows Mail is very neat, and it comes with every Windows machine, so it's probably worth giving it a go. I'm certainly enjoying the. Remember last time I talked about the dark mode.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very pleasing on the eyes for me to use it, because it has the dark background with the white writing. But we're going to have a look at that again today, if that's okay, because we only kind of looked a little bit at settings. And so I have Windows Mail open, and I can arrow up and down with my, between my messages. I'm in a message list, which is where it puts you when you first go into Windows Mail. So.
On Red Little Woods Island, don't forget to fill your basket with amazing Easter. Sharon Lyon's shortcut of the week, colon, go to desktop, mom.
There's my shortcut of the week that I send to myself.
Excellent.
And you remember, this is my kind of home Yahoo email, so there's lots of kind of shopping and stuff in it. Mm-hmm. So, before I kind of go into the main parts of email, I just want to show you one more setting that we didn't get to do last time. So I'm just going to tab around to the settings. And this is quite important, this setting. It's to do with displaying messages in grouped by conversation or as individual messages. So there's some apps and different things on phones that do this group by conversation, which I and a lot of people I speak to find pretty tricky to manage. So
yeah, I must say I... it's one of the first things I do is turn it off.
Yeah.
Because I find it really... I know it's meant to be an efficiency tool and it's meant to save you time. I find it does quite the opposite for me.
Yeah, it's actually... And I find it even on like in Gmail on my mobile phone. I find it very hard to find the last parts of a conversation, you know, because all of the stuff's grouped together and you're trying to scroll through it. And so... So it's one of the first things you change.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's one of the first things we change. We'll change on before we actually go into looking at the messages. So I'm just going to tab around until I find settings.
Navigation, new mail button, to all accounts, folder, switch to people, but switch to the dash settings button.
Settings.
To activate, press space bar.
So I'll press, just pressed the wrong thing there. And we arrow down to message list. Press enter. And then I'm going to tab as some of these are swipe actions that to do with touch screens and stuff. So I'm going to tab down to the organization. So it should say something like individual messages.
Apply swipe right / swipe left individual messages radio button check to change the selection. Press up or down arrow.
So when it says individual messages, that's how I have it arranged. If I arrow down.
Group by conversation radio button check.
It does.
Change the selection. Press up or down arrow. Message list.
So it does group by conversation, then it goes back to my message list. So now I've changed it to group by conversation, and it's jumped to a long conversation that we don't really need on Facebook or something there. So I'm just going to tab back around again.
Settings button to enter settings.
So in settings, I go down to message list.
Message list button. Enter message list.
And then I tab to individual messages.
Swipe group by conversation.
Or group by conversation, yeah.
Check to change the selection. Press up or down arrow.
So they were grouped by conversation. So if I
individual messages radio button checked.
Arrow down and it goes to individual messages and it comes straight out of the settings and goes back to my inbox.
And that's one of the things people might find a little disconcerting to start off, because you don't sort of have to okay or save. It's just done. So when you make this change, it automatically brings you back. And by default, it is set for conversations.
It is set for conversations.
Turn that off.
I've turned that off. So I'd turned it off originally. So so we had to kind of go switch it on and back off again there, just to show you what happens. So now I should be able to arrow down.
There we go.
Just back to my my shortcut of the week. There. So if I press enter, I can open that message.
Enter. Reading pane. Document. Message has three links. Message, thank you for being.
And it starts reading it automatically.
Happy Easter,
which
Monday.
Is great.
More handy shortcuts for newbies. You can go to the desktop at any time by pressing Windows plus D.
So that was this week's shortcut. That's a great one, Windows D.
It's a great shortcut. It's brilliant.
And so it's actually visually it's tracking the words, and if I stop it talking and I arrow down, it actually highlights the lines as it goes down as well.
Brilliant.
If people, so there's a visual indication of where you are in the message, which might work out for some people. I haven't tried changing the... I'm sure there's some colour settings for that as well that you might be able to change. I'm not sure. Here's an example, actually, where we're on the navigation button. And if you start tabbing around, which is what you automatically do when you're not sure where you are, it starts going off.
New mail button to act. All accounts button. Folders button to activate.
So it would be better if you're on the navigation button and you press
Shift-Tab,
it goes to the message list.
So Shift and Tab will bring you back.
Tab. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you hear navigation button, Shift-Tab takes you back to your message list.
Okay.
Okay. We can do all your usual shortcuts such as... you can open, you can press Enter to open.
Reading pane.
Escape to close.
Messages, multi-select list.
We're back to our message list then. And you can do Control R to reply, Control F to forward. An interesting thing, if you go to delete, it will actually give you a few seconds to undo.
Oh,
yeah.
Handy.
Now, it doesn't read anything, but if I pressed delete on my email, I won't get offended. I'll delete my own email there.
Not selected, top story of
and it goes on to the next one. But if I do Control Z,
Sharon Lyons shortcut
it's still there.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I do delete, it just goes to the next message. Of course, they'll be in the deleted items somewhere, which also works. Control Y.
Control Y. Top dash up button to activate inbox archive to met folder.
Now,
rail,
they've got a lot of different things in here.
Excel.
What else do we have in here?
Sent
items.
Deleted items folder.
Deleted items. Yeah. So you can press Enter and you can go to deleted items.
Nothing has arrived yet.
I have nothing in my deleted items because I never delete.
Never
anything.
Delete. No. And of course,
I have got something.
And of course, the thing with these folders is this will be different per user. So you might have different folders.
Oh,
what Sharon has.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have millions of folders there, so which is why I spared going through them. This was the first kind of email I ever had. So
it does have the very much a feel of Microsoft Outlook, doesn't it? Like
yeah.
It feels a lot of the same commands.
Yep.
Same
and Control Shift I.
Control Shift I. Loading messages. Multi select list box. Sale of beads.
That's a beads one.
Excellent.
I warned you about before.
And this is free with Windows 10, isn't it?
It is. Yep. Yep. And you can also, there's Control N for a new message. You type in your email address, you know, you tab to your subject and everything the same as Outlook. Alt S to send, Control S to save to drafts, that's all the same. And you can do spell checks as
well.
F7 for spell checks.
F7, so all the same keystrokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're very similar.
And it works. I know in the last podcast you showed us how to set it up with Gmail. It was all very straightforward.
Yes.
Put in your details and that's it. It just does.
Yeah, add an account and off you go.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it's Windows Mail. It's free. Free is good. On Windows 10. And as you've seen, it works really nicely with JAWS. And it's actually something I'm going to play with just as it's good to have alternatives.
Yeah, just backups or if you want different emails and different programs, sometimes it's good to manage them separately.
Sharon, as always, thanks a million and look forward to chat to you soon.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you very much, Sharon. Always great to get that look into Windows Mail. Free alternatives are really good, and we're delighted to be able to show you how good JAWS is with Windows Mail. So if you haven't tried it out and you want to give it a go, then please do so. And of course, let us know how you're getting on at podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. And that's just about all we've time for. I did mention the Taptilo on our last podcast. We will be reviewing that next time, but for now, this is Stuart Lawler saying thank you for listening. Take care, have a great month, and we'll talk to you very soon. Bye bye.